Using a simple exercise, I show you that we have two forces in us which carry us. One which we can lean on, and one which helps us to open ourselves to the world. The movement sequence of this exercise is quite easy. Stand up straight, feel your uprightness, the weight on the balls of the feet. Lean back a little, remaining upright, with the weight on the heels. Then lean slightly forward, remaining upright, with the weight forward and with the help of the toes. Return to the middle, feel centered and upright. This simple exercise you can always do when you want to feel yourself more deeply and centered. Now we will look at its components. To start off with, we will concern ourselves with our core, our center. For this, we need our feet. Stand upright, feel into the body, and let the weight rest on the balls of the feet. Now, you try to feel the toes, how they lightly touch the ground, making very slight movements. Then feel the balls of the feet, then the bridge, and then the heels. Feel the inner sides of the feet, and then the outer sides. Feel the upper part of the feet and the surfaces underneath. Now we consciously seek the middle between in front and behind. Lean a bit to the front and then to the back. Repeat this a couple of times and feel the journey in between. Where does the middle come about? Gradually move into the space in the middle and then feel into this. How does it feel? How do I experience my height, my uprightness, my presence between behind and in front? To allow the center to remain free, your weight should be on the balls of your feet. Heels and toes only lightly touch the ground to retain your balance. Include your head, the back, the forehead in your uprightness, feeling the rounding of your forehead and connecting it with the feeling of the balls of your feet. Your feeling of your inner dimension and being in balance may increase. When this happens, the toes and heels astonishingly feel almost weightless. Feeling the feet, standing upright, moving the weight to the back, to the front, seeking the middle, feeling the head, the back of the head, the forehead, connected with the feeling in the balls of the feet, experiencing height and levity in heels and toes. Standing upright, feeling your size and height were the first phase of this exercise. Now we look at the second part. Lean slightly back without losing your feeling of uprightness and your middle. Now lean as far back as you can without tipping, with the feeling that you are carried and that balance comes about by itself. Perhaps a feeling as if leaning against cotton wool that carries you and which you can even lean your head against. Allow this to work a little. Continue feeling the feet, the heels, the balls, the toes. Perhaps you can feel that this supportive force behind is not just a wall, but rather a force field that is high and wide. When you feel this being carried, the feet, the width, how do your lungs react? Or could you even use your lungs and chest to strengthen this feeling of being carried? That was the second part of the exercise. Now you look at the third part, leaning forwards. If we don't want to do this coming forward intentionally, we can use the forward moving tendency of our lower system. Grasp down and invite the lower system to move forward and follow it for a couple of steps. You'll probably notice that it is easier when guided by the hands. I have dealt with this in detail in the other videos. In this exercise, we don't use the hands. Leaning back and being comfortably supported, you could possibly stay like this for hours. Feel down from the heart until the lower system feels at rest, unfolds and develops a slight suction towards the front. Following this suction, you might be moved forward without losing the feeling for your center and your height. Leaning back, feeling down, waiting, noticing the subtle suction being pulled below, chest and head are carried along. Having gone forward in this manner, you can deepen your connection to the earth. Then it could happen that you feel a stream from below carrying you like a stable column from within, preventing you from falling over. In experiencing the column, you should be able to hold your balance by intensifying your experience of the inner column, and not through activity in the toes and the other muscles. Now you feel carried. Stable and mobile at the same time. This column enables you to rock without losing your balance, even in this position. When you allow the soft surface that supported you from behind to come along in going forward, it could be that it rounds itself like a warm cloak. From below, you are carried by the upstreaming column. Your heart becomes fulfilled, From without, a space comes into being, which enfolds us, and in which we can open ourselves to the world. Mindfully coming back to the middle, your weight, your uprightness again rests on the balls of the feet. Do you also have the feeling that your uprightness, your calm, your self-perception has become different in relation to the uprightness and balance that you had at the start? In balance between front and back, in inner upstreaming column that supports you, filled with light and liveliness, and a big, warm, fulfilled, open heart. In Eurythmy, we give these processes, where we meet these forces, the names of the letters of the alphabet, with the E, the power of self-consciousness, with R, the ability to open yourself unconditionally whilst remaining with yourself, with O, giving lovingly whilst remaining in your strength. With this exercise of ERO in the body, you connect yourself with the forces that carry you from within and without. You deepen the feeling for your center and your self-perception. In knowing the basic steps, you can vary the exercise for yourself. Try it out and find out your own version. You can try to call up this feeling in everyday life, taking up subtle contact with the backspace at a bus stop, finding contact to the inner column supporting you, allowing the heart to become fulfilled by this, feeling the enfoldment and the size, the self-confidence that develops out of it, and allowing it to work.